Hey, y'all, this is Kelsey Randall, and you're listening to Full Service Radio. With like Instagram and stuff like that, people are like always trying to put new outfits and all this stuff out. But I just don't believe in that. You know, I think having pieces that you love that kind of become statement pieces for you, things that you're known for, I think that's cool. I think that's important. Hi, my name's Kelsey Randall, and I am a fashion designer and fashion stylist. I started my own label 3.5 years ago, so my line's called Kelsey Randall, and I've been designing and styling for about a decade now. I typically like to say that, you know, I make clothes for rock stars. They tend to be great for the stage and really have a strong vibe and mood to them, but I do a lot of custom work for people too, so can kind of create whatever people's vision is for themselves. When I was growing up, I think I was so infatuated with rock stars and rock and roll culture. But for me, the visuals were always what kind of attracted me first to the music. So I just always knew I wanted to be some sort of artist. And when I found out that being a fashion designer was something you could actually do for a career, I was like, okay, this is great. I want to do that. So it's been really wonderful because I have no music ability. So, but I get to kind of in my day-to-day life interact with a lot of musicians and kind of help them bring their visions to life. I went to Parsons for college, so I studied fashion there. When I graduated, it was 2009. It was the height of the recession. There were no design jobs. So that kind of forced me to take a hard look at my career and take the opportunity to start working for a fashion line, but on the kind of business end, doing wholesale and working in the showroom and kind of understanding the back end of the business. And during that time, was able to take my days off and the money I was making there and get a studio space. So I was really able to start to like develop and hone my craft. But I think with launching my own line, I knew it was going to be hard, but I don't think you ever really can prepare for how hard it actually is. Yeah, when you first start a company, it's all like you're seeing stars and you're like, oh, it's definitely going to go this way. And, you know, life doesn't work like that. So it was really important to me to work hard to make those personal connections with people because I wasn't super connected in the industry when I started. Yeah, it took a lot of personal outreach and just follow up, you know, knowing that for every 100 emails you send, you're maybe going to get 3 responses and just being okay with that and knowing it's part of the process, but continuing to follow up with people, not just send the same email over and over, but taking some time to, you know, show people that you actually care about that person. Lizzo is wearing a crystal chainmail halter and skirt. I started making chainmail this past fall, and I was really drawn to chainmail because I really like the kind of like repetitive, therapeutic, meditative process of making it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but in the winter, I tend to get a little blue. So having something where I can just kind of sit in my bed and like work slowly and methodically on a project, that really appeals to me. The crystal chainmail pieces were from my most recent collection. And it was kind of a fluke how that shoot came together. The New York Magazine fashion editor, Rebecca Ramsey, she had actually happened to post this picture of David Bowie that I always loved, where he's wearing these really wide leg pants. And I wrote a long comment on it, just kind of being like, I have always loved those pants so much. Why is David Bowie the coolest kind of thing? And I guess it was enough to get her attention. She looked at my Instagram page and kind of immediately DM'd me. Yeah, it was a really exciting moment. I loved New York instantly. I always wanted to live in New York. It was always my goal. I can remember being like 8, 9 years old and just drawing pictures of New York City and being really infatuated with the idea of like moving to New York and having this kind of artistic bohemian life. So it felt like coming home when I moved to New York. The great thing about being a designer in New York is that we're actually set up for garment manufacturing here. There's a great garment district, so it's really easy to source fabrics and to build teams of people to help sew and create the styles. So I love being in New York for the reason that I can really oversee all the production and, you know exactly who's sewing what and where the fabrics are coming from. And it just gives me a lot of oversight to the whole process. There's so much great conversation going on right now about sustainability and climate change, but I think fashion's not being talked about a lot. But we all wear clothes, you know, we're all contributing to it. And apparel industry is like the number two polluter right behind oil of our world's clean water supplies. So it shouldn't be a conversation that's just limited to people that are interested in fashion. It needs to be a conversation that's, you know, for people that wear clothes.